welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we sit down with Penny Somar, board member for Bravo Concert Series.
We have live from Nashville coming here to Knoxville. Could you tell us a little bit about that act and what that's going to be like?
Absolutely. This is our final show for the season. We're really excited about this one because it's really the first production that we've had. It's got a large group of individuals, so there's singing and dancing and a little bit of everything that we haven't had before. It's a group of young people directly from Nashville that will be singing old country music as well as the newer, fresher country music. So I think it'll really be a night of good entertainment.
What was the process in getting live from Nashville here to Knoxville? Was it difficult? Did you just contact them and were able to pull that act in? How did that process work?
Well, we actually were very fortunate that when we first started the Bravo Concert Series, we had Simon Estes come. And Simon Estes' booking agent is a gentleman by the name of Paul Ferrone. And so we were able to contract with Paul to help us with our series. And he's been extremely beneficial to our process. So he attends the Midwest Art Fair once a year, as well as interacts with a lot of entertainment groups. And so he brings us a ton of videos and recommendations that we sort through to make our selections for the beginning of each year.
Those selections, I understand that's actually going on right now as well for the next year. Bravo Concert Series.
That's exactly right. Every year in the spring, we have a preview night. It's only about 30 minutes, so it's not some long, laborious thing. And we have little video snippets of the acts that will be with us the next year. And at that time, folks can buy their season tickets or any tickets for any particular show that they would like. So it's a great way if you have that special seat that you don't want to miss out on to be the first to get them. We'll do some advertising and word of mouth about that preview that'll be coming up probably, I would say, around the end of June. We're very close to making our final selections for next year. So
Bravo Concert Series, from its inception, has had a lot of hands and a lot of minds working on and putting this all together. And could you tell us a little bit about that collaboration?
I would love to tell you about that collaboration because it's one of the greatest groups I've ever worked with. They're such dedicated, caring people about music and the arts and the community as a whole. Jim Oberbreckling is our technical guy. He's always there hours and hours the day of an event, making sure all the sound and everything is set up for the musicians. So a great, great guy to have on your side when you're trying to do something like this. Jackie Duffy and Megan Phillips are both music teachers in the school district. Everyone knows them, I'm sure. Jackie does a great job with our high school music productions. She was heavily involved in the construction of the auditorium, so she knows that place like the back of her hand. She's involved with a lot of the lighting and those types of things. Tony Ryder's on our board. Tony's the guy that takes care of that building, so he as well helps with setup with Jim. We've got some really good people in place to help us with those things. Randy Flack, who was also involved in the construction of that building, he was superintendent at the time. He helps Paul with the booking and all the needs of the acts that come in, takes care of their housing and that kind of thing. David Hoke, who's here at Iowa State Bank. He does all of our promotional materials and our handouts for the events. Paul Ferrone, who I mentioned, is our booking agent. Bob and Annie Leonard. Bob, of course, helps us with all of our advertising and promotion materials that we need. Lastly, and probably most importantly, I'd like to thank our corporate sponsors for this year, who we could not be successful without, is Weiler and Iowa State Savings Bank. Their financial support for this endeavor has allowed us to keep the ticket prices at a reasonable amount for our guests. We're so excited about the group that we have, and we work well together and really enjoy it. So the night of the event is pretty exciting for us to see the people and hear the feedback, and we encourage that. We want to know what people like to see, if they liked an event or if they didn't. That helps us going forward because that's our goal, to bring quality entertainment to the citizens of Knoxville.
Thanks again to Penny Somar. That's been your Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news 24 hours a day online at KNIAKRLS.com.